It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program. We'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Attilio. So this is the part of the show where we teach you something and we teach you something. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to add something else in there. We're going to be teaching you something and then asking for your help. We're going to be asking you for your help. And as we ask for your help, we're going to be teaching you something. Now, I know what you're thinking, Attilio, how am I going to do that? I'm glad you asked. Here we go. Strap in, keep your arms and hands inside the bus at all times. Here we go. So we're looking for team members. We got champagne problems. What does that mean, Adrian?
That means that we've got a lot of business.
We have a lot of leads, tons of leads.
We got a lot of leads, a lot of people that want to work with our team.
Yeah, and we don't have enough warm bodies to help us follow up with all these leads. Other champagne problems we got way too much coaching, way too much training to show you exactly what you need to do. And guess what? On top of all of that, we got this crazy income guarantee. What is that income guarantee?
Oh, basically, we have an 80K guarantee. So if you don't make $80,000 in your first year with us.
What? How much money?
Your first full year.
Wait, how much money did you say?
$80,000.
No way.
We'll write you a check for the difference.
Wait, who's writing a check for the difference?
We are.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for team members. Super easy. You're hearing this. You're like, you're ready to go. You don't even need to hear the rest of what I'm going to say. Go to, for you impatient people that are hungry, humble, and smart, go to jointeamlally.com. Now, I'm just going to give you a heads up. Adrian, are we like all comers and hiring serious knuckleheads?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No knuckleheads. If you're a knucklehead, just, forget that you even heard this.
No, go to joinknuckleheads.com. Go to joinknuckleheads.com. If you're not a knucklehead, go to jointeamlally.com. And I'm going to tell you, you sneaky knuckleheads, you want to sneak in underneath the fence or over the top of the barbed wire fence, we have anti-knucklehead filtration systems. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the first things we tell you in a phone interview is I'm going to be trying to talk you out of joining our team. So here's what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody that's humble, hungry, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what somebody looks like that's humble and smart but not hungry? They're called a lovable slacker. You know what?
No lovable slackers.
Sorry, lovable slacker. Keep staying on the beach and drinking Coronas and surfing. That's where you need to be. If you are somebody that is humble and hungry, but you're not too smart, you're called an accidental mess maker. Accidental mess maker. Keep working with the bomb disposal unit. No, don't keep working with the bomb disposal unit. That's the shop teacher with all the missing fingers. No, stop being a shop teacher. Go do something else. If you are smart and hungry, but you're not humble, that's what we call a skillful politician. So you people that are fast talkers and don't do what you say, keep staying in
politics.
Yeah, keep staying in politics. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But anyway, that's what we're looking for. Humble, hungry, and smart. You got to be all three. You don't have to excel in all three. Just have a foot in all three of those. And guess what? Does that not only make you a better human being?
It does.
Let alone an agent, a real estate agent? Yeah. Humble, hungry, and smart. All right.
Okay.
See, I told you they was going to learn something while helping us at the same time. By the way, a reminder for you people who didn't write it down because you're not too smart. You was humble and hungry, but you wasn't too smart. You didn't write the website down. What's the website? Give it to them again.
It's jointeamlally.com. And we do have a career night coming up on July 8th.
Yeah.
So you can mark that in your calendar to come out and just learn more about what it takes to have a career in real estate and what it takes to, you know, to be a part of our team.
Yes.
So that's from 5 to 6 on July 8th.
That's in the James Campbell Building in Kapolei. Mm-hmm. We're right across. Our office is located right across from the regional park, across from the police station. That's why we like, if we get out of control real quick, boom, the police are there right away because they're right across the street. So they help keep us in line. But come check it out. Hawaii, what is it? HawaiiCareerNight.com.
HawaiiCareerNight.com.
Yep. We got websites for everything. You're like, where's the restrooms? Go to restroom.com.
All right. So I have some bold laws to share. And bold is a business objective life by design.
That's really bold.
It is. It's a class that comes to Keller Williams twice a year. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be here again in August. So any of you agents, you're more than welcome to come and join. You don't need to be Keller Williams.
Even need to be a realtor.
No, you can just be, you know, in the industry, the real estate industry. It's very applicable to anyone that is helping within the industry. So the first bold law that I'm going to share is what you focus on expands.
Yeah.
What you focus on expands. So we're focusing on finding some humble, hungry, and smart team members, and our business will expand.
Yes.
After we find those right team members, those right fits.
Yep. I was in Arizona. I saw this dead skunk on the road. It was like 100 degrees. I was focusing on it, and it was expanding.
That's disgusting.
That's not what we mean, though.
I don't think that's what that means.
I was making an analogy that has nothing to do with that quote.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarity.
Sure.
Because, you know, clarity is power.
Yes.
Do you know
that's another quote.
That is another bold
law. Another bold law.
Clarity is power.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is change your thinking, change your worlds.
Change your thinking, change your world. We'll be an example of that.
So I would say like your mindset, right? If you have a negative mindset or a victim mindset, you're going to have...
Or if you're a doer versus a don'ter.
You're going to have, you know, a different type of life and day-to-day decisions and situations.
You're always trying things, never doing anything. I can try.
Yeah.
You know what? Never mind try. Do.
Just do it.
That's what Yoda said.
Yep. So... We tell our team members, just like what Yoda said, there is no try, there's only do.
Only do.
Right. So there's the bold laws for today.
All right. So we got HawaiiCareerNight.com. We talked about JoinTeamLally.com. Last one is HawaiiAgentMastermind.com.
Yes. So we do have a mastermind coming up. The next one is going to be on 1031 exchanges.
1031 exchanges.
Yes. And I believe that's going to be... July 11th.
It's July 11th.
It is. Okay, yep. July 11th.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll
be Maybe I just gave you the wrong... I gave them the wrong date because I want them to go to the website and get the right date.
Oh, well, just go to the website and RSVP. You can find out more about
the
class. There's going to be lunch and some very experienced speakers teaching us all about the 1031 exchange process and
now,
the do's and don'ts.
You come to these things for the free lunch. That's a good reason, but a greater reason would be for the information. So we're having these every month. Go to that website to always check. In the past, we've had Aloha Social Code talking about social media. We brought in professional investors from the mainland to talk about investing in real estate. We've had, who else have we had on the show? We've had title and escrow come in and talk about challenges or things you need to have a heads up on title and escrow. We've had home inspectors come in and talk about, hey, what do you need to know about a home inspection?
We had the body language boss.
Talking about body language, micro expressions.
Communication.
Yeah, nonverbals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to understand what somebody's really saying beyond what they're actually verbalizing, but by watching the body language.
Yes. All right. So speaking of information and experts, we've got Janice Merland here to share with us her tip of the week, her design tip of the week, or permit tip. Yes.
Hi, Janice.
So Janice, what do you have for us this week?
Hi, Adrian and Attilio. This week, I'm just reminding everyone that the city and county of Honolulu has raised the basis for calculating building permit fees and also the building permit fees last year. So do plan accordingly.
Okay. For your budgets, right?
So how much has it been raised? Do you have those numbers?
And I do not have an exact percentage, but I have noticed one thing that people can take into account. Mm-hmm. The city and county puts a limit on the permit value that they will allow their employees to sign off on. And that has always been expressed in the following manner. A single family home where you're doing work where the estimated permit value would come up to about $40,000 would require an independent licensed professional engineer's stamp on the plan.
Okay.
If it's single story.
Right.
And if it's two story, then it would be $35,000 that would trigger that. And we're talking about even if you're not doing any radical structural stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's just the amount of work that you're doing would come up to that value. Then the city doesn't allow their employees to be the final sign-off. There must be an independent licensed professional engineer stamp on the plans. What I have noticed is almost every one of my projects now is requiring that because, like, for new additions, and it's coming the same as new construction, they want us to use $200 a square foot. So it doesn't take much to get over that $40,000 or $35,000 value,
yeah.
depending on whether you're a single or
two-story.
And then for open additions, which would be like lanais and decks, we're using like $100, and we're using between the two, the $100 and the $200 for interior alteration. So as a result of that, I have seen where people doing interior alterations that affect the entire home or the majority of it are also requiring a structural stamp on there, even though we're not even getting any calculations in the structural engineer's work because there's no real structural issues being addressed, but it's just affecting it in that mm-hmm. manner because of the increased value. And then the actual pricing has also gone up.
Good stuff to know. All right. Thanks, Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
All right. So if you want to get a hold of Janice, Adrian, how do we get a hold of Janice?
You can call her at 206-7107. Check her out online at dreamhousedrafting.com.
Next up, we got Bradley from Allstate Insurance. Hey, Bradley, are you there?
I'm here.
What you got for us this week?
I just did a client review not 30 minutes ago, and the gentleman worked at the Department of Permitting.
Oh.
And he was helping out with the floods that we had last year mm-hmm. in Coolio. And there were some properties that weren't in flood zones where some debris and logs clogged the storm drain, which did create a sinkhole and diverted waters. Flooding waters into the units
yeah.
and houses that weren't in flood zones AE. So he just said, you know, it's really good to entice people and educate people that even if they're not in a flood zone, to look at flood coverage because it could be very inexpensive
yeah.
purchase if you're not in a flood zone.
No, I know you said Kuli'o'o, and so people know you didn't say Kulolo. That's my favorite Hawaiian dessert, but you said Kuli'o'o. And Kuli'o'o, for people who don't know, I mean, like, I lived there all my life. I'm like, Kuli'o'o, where's that? I mean, it's over there, Aina Haina, Hawaii Kai, East Honolulu. Now, when I'm thinking that area, now that people are, you know, Kuli'o'o, it's pretty dry, right? So you're not really thinking of flood insurance over there.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially if you're not on the flat area. You know, this sinkhole, I guess, happened higher up where it wasn't on flat areas. So.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't hurt to get a quote or see what zone you're in and call your local agent to see, am I in a flood zone? Am I not?
Yeah, I think.
And at that same time, you can review your hurricane insurance because even if, you know, there are people that feel that they're educated with insurance and they're like, oh, I didn't have personal property on my hurricane policy.
Yeah,
I didn't have loss of use. I didn't realize my deductible was $9,000. So, you know, now it's hurricane season. They're expecting it to be really bad. It's not a bad time to call your agent and, you know, do a review, do a checkup.
Now, they could also call you guys, and you can review anyone's policy and give advice,
yes.
correct?
Absolutely, yes, that yep. is correct.
Okay. All right, thank you, Bradley.
Thanks, Bradley.
All right. Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. So I'm going to encourage you guys to check that out, because I tell you, there's two. The best insurance is the one you never have to use.
Mm-hmm.
And the next best insurance is the one you wish you had when you are not covered.
Yes. So you want to just give Bradley a call, no matter who you're with. Just give him a call. He'll help you. He'll advise you. He'll review whatever policy that you have. And you can reach him at 591-8016. You can also find him and his team at allstate.com. It's Maruyama and Associates, I believe, is the company name.
Now, don't be afraid that he's going to try sell you insurance or more insurance. He may even tell you that you got too much insurance.
Yes.
He's a real straight-up guy. Adrian, do you use him personally?
I do.
So do I.
Yes. And you know what? Full disclosure.
Yeah.
I don't use him for my auto insurance.
That's not Bradley's fault. That's Adrian's
fault. It's my fault.
Too many speeding tickets.
Well, no.
Could use him, but he would be too expensive.
Exactly. So he told me, you know, just slow down. And
I use him for all my vehicles because I am a rule. No. I follow the speed limit.
Yes.
I say hello to the officer at the DUI checkpoint, and I have not been drinking. No, I'm not saying Adrian does that, but I'm saying Adrian with the speeding.
Mm-hmm.
She's always in a hurry. She's always in a hurry to get your home sold.
I am in a hurry.
That might cause
her
to get a bunch of speeding tickets, but that is going to get your home sold quicker. So give us a call if you want a speedy, move quick realtor named Adrian.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But I'm just saying, like, Bradley, you know, will advise you on what's best for you.
Yeah.
Not what's best for him.
All right. Anything else before we take a break?
No.
Okay. Hey, we're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Raleigh Alvarado of Team Red, White, and Blue Honolulu. He'll be talking to us about veterans, how veterans should join Team Red, White, and Blue Honolulu. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2-3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488-5510. That's 488-5510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Attilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, PacificRim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMMTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's PacificRim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, MTG.com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you.
In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it.
Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are 5 steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in 8 states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Baby, I'm worth it. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, Home of the Guaranteed Sold program, where we'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596. You can also check us out online at teamlally.com.
Our guest today grew up in California and enlisted in the Marine Corps after high school. He relocated to Hawaii in 2011 after being discharged from the Marine Corps in 2010.
Searching for ways to connect with the veteran community, he got involved with Team Red, White, and Blue in 2015. Through the years, he became more involved and took the chapter captain role in April of 2018. Please welcome our guest, chapter captain for Team Red, White, and Blue Honolulu, Raleigh Alvarado.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate you guys bringing me aboard and looking forward.
Sure. So what... you know, we were talking before we brought you on, you know, tell us more again, you know, in a couple of sentences or two, what's the mission here for Team Red, White, and Blue Honolulu?
Our mission is to enrich the lives of America's veterans. And that's through physical activities and social engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So with Team Red, White, and Blue Honolulu, like what kind of physical activities can we expect?
So we have group runs, we have athletic like run events, and mm-hmm. then we have yoga,
oh.
we have paddle boarding, hiking.
Uh-huh.
So whatever that that we have access to the community here, mm-hmm. it's going to be something that we're doing. So we have a partnership with one of the CrossFit gym in Waipahu,
oh, wow.
where we partner with them to do some CrossFit workout.
Do you know, I don't know if you know the name, is it Arkayo?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're a great ownership over there. They're, for those of you wondering where they're at, Arkayo's is kind of, it's by your church over there, Adrian.
Oh, over by Victory Outreach.
Yeah, we actually did the MERP challenge with them this past Memorial Day weekend.
Is that Murph, yeah. Murphy workout? Or
yeah.
The what MERP. Is that?
So it's a really rigorous workout to honor... Michael Murphy, who was a Navy SEAL,
yes.
that was killed in one of the operations. So it's a mile run, 300 air squats, 200 push-ups, and 100 pull-ups, and then another mile run.
Yeah, you know what?
And
we'll do a plug for CrossFit because people need to get in shape. Jeez. Yeah, it's called the Murphy Workout. They do it every year. Mm-hmm. Is it Veterans Day or... Memorial Day.
So, but it's a great workout, and you know, just all around the camaraderie that you'll get when you're doing that workout, it's phenomenal. So,
what I like about the CrossFit workout is that everyone, you know, like you go in the gym, you do your workout, you leave. With CrossFit, you go all the way to the last person finishes, and then the last person who's feeling the worst ends up feeling the best because
right.
everybody is cheering for them.
Oh,
so, right.
That's a really, really, I like that culture with CrossFit when they do that, of the group workouts. And, you know, it's important. And so you're getting the veterans to say, hey, come out, because you're getting around like-minded individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. they're there to support you. Everybody got similar challenges. But, okay, so that's one of them. What else?
He said something about yoga.
Yoga.
So, yeah, yoga. Every Tuesday night at the Oahu Veterans Center, we actually have yoga for all the members.
Mm-hmm. Where's that located, Oahu Veterans Center?
Oahu Veterans Center.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so it's right there on Salt Lake Foster Village.
Foster Village.
Yeah.
Across from the Radford High School.
Right.
That neighborhood.
Yeah, so we do yoga there Tuesday.
That's a nice facility. Yeah, I've been there.
6 to 7. At night. Yeah.
And tell them, just show up, right?
Show up. Tell them you're there for yoga, and we have instructors there ready to start at 6. So if you want to take a break between traffic.
Yeah.
That's stop where you for go. Yoga.
Stop for yoga. Get your mindset right.
Now, I know you guys maybe. who's kind of hungry right now. You thought he said yogurt. He didn't say yogurt. He said yoga. So come for the yoga. Maybe afterwards you guys go get some yogurt. Frozen yogurt.
Okay, so this Team Red, White, and Blue, it's is it only for veterans or for any, like, tell us more about who's involved in this community.
So Team Red, White, and Blue, so the unique part of that is of this organization is an organization for veterans, but it's open to everybody. Anybody can join the team, and be part of the team to support the veterans community and the active duty community. And it's free to join. There's no cost to anybody wanting to join to support the mission.
That's good. So I know, like, two of my sons went through Boy Scouts. They're always looking for service projects. So for you troop leaders, they should give you guys a call. Look up your website for churches, any kind of nonprofit organizations, even businesses. You know what? This is what we know. Business owners, listen, come closer. Is that when you guys participate and volunteer together, you create a culture where that creates retention for your company. So I think this would be something great for you guys to support. And you know what? You're going to see Team Lally probably at some of your events.
Yep.
We would love to.
Yeah. I already have one of the shirts.
Oh, yes.
I've just been waiting to, you know, get the right events.
Out there,
I'm waiting to wear my shirt and go and do some hiking or crossfitting or yoga.
Yoga.
Yes.
Definitely do yoga.
Yoga.
So, Raleigh, what compelled you to want to be a part of this?
It was definitely part of my transition out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Like you said, I got here in 2011. Right around the time, 2015, when I joined the chapter here, I was going through a divorce. So I was pretty low time in my life, and I really wanted to just engage with something
people.
Or someone.
Yes.
Or a group of people. And so being really active in the Marine Corps and then going through the transition, not being active, I had to seek something that was going to fulfill that active lifestyle. So Team RWB happened to be growing. This chapter happened to be growing at that time. And I joined and then became really involved in it through all the activities. And then I was fortunate enough to be selected the chapter captain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, like being this chapter captain, you were telling us that you're actually the first one that has not been like active duty. That is just like you're here permanently. You're not going to be
PCSing
out. the next 3 or 4 years.
Right. Yeah. So the previous two chapter captains were active duty service members, and they were phenomenal. They pretty much started the chapter here. I am the first that's more permanent in the island, and then be able to consistently provide some level of service.
Provide some continuity.
Yeah.
Things kind of build a little bit, get more momentum. Not that they don't when you hand them off, because I'm sure with their national website that provides continuity. So. I know when you're in the military, you're like, I guess it's like required, right? So many service hours.
It's not required, but definitely highly recommended.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
It definitely
especially
highly
highly
recommended. Yes, yes. So for you to move up to higher ranks, they definitely looked at how you're involved in the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we continue that with our service projects that we do throughout the community with Team Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah, tell us about a service project you guys have done in the past.
So June 9th, we did a cleanup at the Naval Air Museum in Barbers Point.
Okay.
So we did a cleanup in the morning, and then we did a social event barbecue right after.
Nice.
It's always a great time with us. Again, building that community of just people working together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Working together.
Right on. Yeah, because I think, you know, and if anything, this is a great way for people to give back, especially to our veterans who, are making that ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we have here and sometimes take for granted. So we really appreciate organizations like this.
What kind of events do you guys have coming up here for the rest of June or the rest of summer?
So June, we're involved with the Hawaii Veterans Summit coming up June 21st, 22nd. We'll be there. I'll actually be speaking at one of the breakout sessions, but we have that. And then we have the 23rd. We're going back to June 23rd. We're going back to Naval Air Museum in Barbers Point and doing some more work, more cleanup, more beautification type of project.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a social again, barbecue again, because everybody loved it.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you want to go out to the cleanup or just show up for the barbecue, we're not judging.
So, you health organizations out there or your businesses out in the West Side, you know, obviously you can come from wherever, but if this is your way to give back and not have to travel too far, again, helps with, you know, I always learn, tell, if you want somebody to do something for you, put it in terms that benefits them. So if you're a business owner and you're always trying to figure out what kind of service projects we're going to get involved with, I think that would be an excellent one for
absolutely.
Local businesses to get involved with.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then, like, what kind of activities? I know that we talked about yoga every Tuesdays, but is there any hikes or runs or anything like that coming up throughout the summer?
So hikes, I'm planning on a hike. It's going to be the Olomana Trail, Three Peaks.
That's in Manawili, right?
Yeah. So that's going to be sometime in July. I haven't figured out the date yet, but that's going to be up on our website anyway. So that's the bigger hikes that we're doing. So consistently throughout the week, we have group runs,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and then working with different organizations with Wounded Warrior Project to do other hikes as well.
What's
in the
future. Well, your group run, where do you guys start? Is it start different places or same place every week?
Different places. So Mondays, there's two group runs that we do. There's one in Hickam at 5 o'clock in the evening. And then there's one in Kapolei. Where the Lanikai Jews and Kapolei is at. So we partner with them to
get the our Monday groups. One.
Yeah, so that's 5:30. We meet at Lanikai and do a group run there. Tuesday, we have a group run in town. That one's kind of going from one brewery to another.
It's a brew run.
Yeah, so that's Tuesday. Tuesday evening, 5:30. And then Wednesday, we have a Kailua run. So we meet at the Lanikai Jews Wednesdays at 5:30, and we run with that group there too.
Yeah, I'd encourage our listeners right now, you know, that veteran that's at a low point right now, not that we're like, you know, Larry King on this radio show or anything, but and even though we've been doing it for a long time, we know that who's listening most likely may not be that veteran that needs the help, but it's somebody who knows the veteran who needs the help. So listen to this, and you know what? And would you agree, Raleigh, that the best way to get that veteran to go do it is to go pick them up and take them?
Pick them up, take them with you.
Yes,
and
participate.
Yeah, make that genuine connection with the veteran and just take them with you.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. You're right.
You know, I pick up people all the time. I throw them in the car. Oh, wait. No, wait. That's kidnapping.
Yeah.
No. There was my kids. There was napping, but there was my kids.
Okay, so the website, you guys have like a national website, teamrwb.org, and then you can select which chapter.
Yes.
And it takes you to the different activities and how to sign up to be part of the chapter.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And then on Facebook.
Yep, so on Facebook it's Team RWB Honolulu, and all of the upcoming events and
different activities we're involved in. Yeah, it's going to be there.
The whole community is there.
Yes. Do you put all your events as a Facebook event on your Facebook thing?
We announce it on Facebook, on our Facebook page, yes.
Okay, good. So that'll be a great way for people to stay.
Yeah, so find them on Facebook. You can find them on the web. Get involved. Come participate. Now, what about, like, volunteers, people to actually help keep everything organized and to get the word out and organize these, you know, different activities? Are you looking for more help?
Always need help, right?
Always. So, I mean, I'd like, you know, any veterans out there that has some free time that want to get involved with the team in a different capacity, just help on the background side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely need more of those individuals that are, like you said, hungry and smart and
hungry, humble and smart.
Humble, yes.
Yes.
that's what we need. We definitely need those individuals that are, you know, capable of doing the background work that we do. And it's all volunteer, so.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys get, do you guys have any funding, or how does that work?
We do have a funding that for our activities, but not for, like, administrative stuff. That's all
the volunteers.
Volunteer. Yeah.
So if you have, a strong administrative, like, you're organized, right?
Right,
and you're good with technology.
Right. I'm willing to train, too.
Or train.
I mean, yeah.
You just need someone who has a little time to help.
Yeah, somebody that is willing to learn and then time to kind of dedicate to do some background work. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we were talking about it earlier about you wanting to put together some kind of like a newsletter, right? To highlight like what you guys have been up to.
Right.
Or maybe even
post regularly on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's like a version of a newsletter.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, so that's somebody, I'm looking for somebody that like that, that can provide that level of support. So.
Yeah.
If you're out there,
mm-hmm.
let me know.
Call them right now. Anyway, hey, you're listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Radio Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold Program. Who we have on the show right now? We got Raleigh Alvarado. He is the chapter captain for Team Red, White, and Blue of Honolulu, and their mission, enriching the lives of our veterans. I couldn't even think of that. That is like an awesome, give me the chicken skin. Helping our veterans who've helped our country. Who wouldn't want to participate? So if you're going to call in and tell them you heard about it on the Team Lally radio show, you got yourself plus nine of your good friends that want to help. You're bringing 10 people, and you're gonna call up Mr. Alvarado, and you say, what do you need? Anywhere, anytime, we're going to be there. That's what, see, I'm speaking it right now. They're going to call. So can they call you, or should they just go to the website?
They can call me. They can call me at area code 209. Mm-hmm. 323-8831. So text, call, I'll be there.
Give him the number one more time.
One more time. Area code 209-323-8831.
Okay. And so how long were you in the Marines?
I spent 7 years in the Marine Corps, deployed 2 times to Iraq that time.
Oh, wow.
Definitely fun times and some not so good times. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you for your service. And I'm sure that your heart is in it because you signed up to do this, right? Mm-hmm.
I did, yeah.
And I think, like you said, you were sharing a little bit about yourself personally, that something like this is needed and it's helpful, right?
It is helpful, especially those that are transitioning out of the military. I believe that getting involved in the community, getting involved in veterans community definitely will help in that transition. I can't even say how much it'll help. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah. I think you were saying, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, it's a huge change, right?
It is.
Like going from one way of life and that identity to the civilian life and civilian identity.
It'd be challenging to make that transition.
A little overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, and a lot of service members or veterans tend to get lost in that transition. And and that's when, you know, isolations happen, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody really understand, and it's not that nobody wants to understand, it's just that
they're unaware.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Uneducated on what needs to really happen. So my biggest thing is if you're a veteran out there, just get involved in the community first. It doesn't have to be the veterans community, it could be anything, but get involved, get connected, mm-hmm. and then it'll help tremendously in that transition.
Hey, all I know is if I'm feeling down and I go hang out, you know, even if I just went to the barbecue, just getting out of the house and being around people.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I know any kind of social groups, there's always going to be some, you know, funny guy like me cracking them up and trying to get them to come out of their shell and just smile and laugh. And my jokes is so bad that they're so bad that you laugh.
I agree. No,
see, it worked.
I don't know if you can share, but do you have any maybe examples of like a success story or someone that comes to mind that, like, being part of this Team Red, White, and Blue has really
helped them?
I mean, I know you, like, you're like a walking testimonial.
But, yeah, you know. I don't like to use myself, but okay, so I do have one of my member, and now she's on part of the leadership team. Mm-hmm. She took a first step in doing the volunteer. So shout out to Flo. She started out as a member, very involved, and then really kind of fell a little bit from the mm-hmm. group, and then recently just started, and she just kind of been going. Definitely don't want to be in that isolation again. So so she's looking at, you know, getting better at health and wellness. So she's mm-hmm. doing a lot of runs, joining a lot of the events that we have out here. So we're actually Team RWB is actually gonna put her to do the Honolulu Marathon.
Oh nice. Wow.
So that's, you know, and then we're doing again, she's been very involved now. So there's many, many members out there that have definitely a great success story to just being involved in the team and being connected with people, with like-minded people.
Yeah.
Right. So, but definitely Flo she's definitely army veteran, you know, deployed to Iraq, and came back and kind of started her own thing, and then got involved with the team, and you know, she's been very successful in being involved, and she's now one of my veterans engagement coordinator, where she's going to engage with veterans.
So her job is to go out and just connect with all the different members and check on them and invite them and
exactly. So soon here she's going to be connecting with just small group of veterans, maybe going out for breakfast, talking about, you know, whatever. And that's really on the back end of Team RWB is we do that level of connection or engagement is we have veterans engaging other veterans in a small setting, coffee, lunch, dinner, and then that's where the connection happens. And then hopefully the goal is always to bring those veterans
to the bigger groups,
the bigger event that we have, right? Athletic events that we have, so that they can experience that a bigger connection and obviously start looking at health, being healthy.
I like that part that you guys have those, you get to get together.
The outreach.
The outreach. You're doing service in the community. You're getting involved with working out and staying physically fit. We know this. This is a scientific fact. There's not no hippy-dippy stuff that exercise is a more effective antidepressant than actual human-made drugs. That is a fact.
I agree.
Because we are big studiers of that and have incorporated that into our team. By the way, so you guys know how Team Lally is committed to it. Adrian, what's the question we end every team meeting with every single week?
Have you exercised in the last 24 hours?
Yeah.
Yes or not yet?
Yes or not yet are the only answers allowable. And people are like, wow, man, that's a lot of pressure. You
yes,
bet.
Yes, it is.
No pressure, no diamonds. And we call positive, it positive peer pressure.
Wow. So, I love that.
Yep.
So, Raleigh, how many members are part of the Honolulu chapter?
So there's about, I just looked at the numbers this morning. There's about 1,800 members signed up and or registered for the chapter, but not all of those obviously are going to be in active all the time. So it's just here and there.
And some of them have PCS'd out and already.
Exactly, because a lot of our members are also active duty service members, so they may have moved to other bases and other stations.
Well, if you're new in the community, you know, it's not like you got to join this kind of organization because you have challenges. It could be you just want to make a connection with people.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's what we want, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I met just this past project that we did. I met a active duty service member that that joined right there on the spot because she's like, "Oh, I want to get involved." I was like, "Okay, let's get involved."
Yeah, so that sounds nice.
Now, do you guys open this service, the veterans or the volunteers, if they have children, are they welcome to certain events or
family friendly events? I'm sure that
family friendly events. I mean, there are going to be events like some of the hikes that we do are not going to be
pretty
kid friendly. But yeah, a lot of our events are actually family oriented. We want the family to come out.
Yeah, our team's been to the Lanikai Juice Run.
I've even brought my dog.
We brought the dogs.
There
I've
you
seen
go.
People with with carriages, with strollers.
Yep, absolutely.
I've seen our team members get in these strollers.
I've had to carry my dog before.
I'd love to be on that stroller or in that stroller.
Yeah, her dog was like had to be carried
because she was so out of shape. I was so embarrassed.
Man.
I had to carry my dog.
Yeah, but anyway, so. Well, hey, thanks for being on the show. Any kind of last requests or any kind of last stories or anything we want to talk about we haven't talked about yet?
Really, my only thing that I want to put out there to anybody, not just veterans, is make an effort to make that connection or involvement in the community. It will go so far to help you, whoever it is, in whatever you're dealing with, and there's no judgment in that. It's I know it's a lot of times hard for a lot of veterans to reach out, but make every effort to just reach out and be involved in something.
And if you know these veterans that are they're isolating, you don't have to be some kind of educated therapist to recognize this behavior when somebody's feeling off. We as human beings, we intuitively know when someone near or even they're not close, that something's off there. go reach out. Maybe they're just waiting. I wish they're saying in their heads, I wish somebody would just come to me and take me to something like this. We know there's three areas of help. One, nothing great is ever achieved without the help of a team.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if somebody asked you for help, you would give it. Number three is the most difficult and challenging one, asking for help.
Yes.
And if you're one of those people that has a challenge asking for help, here's how I want you to flip the switch. When you ask somebody for help, you're giving them an opportunity to help and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So stop denying them the opportunity to feel good. Go ask your friends or relatives, hey, take me to one of these or come with me.
There you go.
You know what? Maybe you helping them, right?
Right.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It was about a rescue pet. And it says, it was like, I says, I was rescued by my rescue pet.
Aww.
Ah, yeah. I've heard that before too. Yeah. That's amazing. So,
sometimes volunteers, maybe that's something that you needed to have in your life, is to come in and contribute to these veterans who need your help.
Absolutely. Okay?
So get on the website, Facebook, and the number again.
So website is teamrwb.org. And then you can also find them on Facebook, Team RWB Honolulu.
Yes.
And all of the events and opportunities are listed there. And then the phone number.
Yeah.
We've got 209-323-8831, and that goes directly to Raleigh, and he's here to serve. So
yes,
let's get connected.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you guys. I'm humbled by this experience. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Well, stay with us. We're going to take a picture at the end, and we're going to push it out on social media so all those people can say, they're like, oh, I wonder what Raleigh looks like. He sounds like a super nice guy. I'll tell you right now, he has a very, very nice, very handsome, young-looking man. He's in great shape. You single?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go. It's teamlallymatch.com. No, I'm just kidding. This is a, you know what? This is a, I can tell right away from meeting this person and having Raleigh on the show. He's a good person on the outside as well as the inside. So, stay with us so we can push that picture out on our social media.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Right, next
so
up,
we've got Howard on the line. Are you there, Howard?
I am, and I am promoting Sea Country Saturday.
Sea Country Saturday.
One day only.
One day, Sea Country Saturday.
It is a busy weekend for open houses with Team Lolly.
We're going to have monster trucks.
Brought on seven new properties this week.
No.
Yep. Well, we don't know about those things, but hey, if you want to bring a hot dog to the open house, I think we're okay with that.
And you want
to
come visit in your monster truck, come to our open house. But Sea Country Saturday, what does that mean, Howard?
Well, glad you asked. We have three brand new properties coming on the market in Sea Country. We have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath on Ohi Street. You can correct me on my pronunciation if you want.
That's good.
And then we have a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath on Mokila Street. And then our final one is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath on Kaipoi Street. And they're all within a couple blocks of each other.
Now, you know, I'm going to describe this for local people so you understand where Sea Country is. Two words, pink bunka. On the west side, everybody and their mother and half the Japanese tourists, Chinese tourists, Korean tourists have been on this hike.
I think, you know what? Team Red, White, and Blue went on that hike.
Team Red, White, and Blue went on the hike. But if you check it out on Instagram, it's on Kaukama Road. Kaukama Road is where the pink bunker hike is. Never mind the Pink Bunker hike that day. Or maybe, you know, go on a Pink Bunker hike.
And then
you
come see
down,
us at Sea Country Saturday.
We got three houses inside that.
We'll have
community.
Water and snacks.
Yeah,
so do
for
the
you
hike
us.
And then come get water and snacks.
And you know I'm from. Go ahead. Oh, and the one more in Mililani.
I have two more.
Oh, two more
grand opens this
what
weekend.
The?
Yeah, I know. It's busy like that.
Yeah.
So our next one is at Waikalani Woodlands. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. And very big unit, and it's also on the ground floor. That's unit A107.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
And the final one is in Royal Kania, and it's a three-bedroom, three-bath home on Halehau Street, mm-hmm. number 91-1079 Halehau Street, number 47.
Holy cow, plenty of open houses.
Five.
Is there a website? Like, what if I can't keep track of all this? Is there a website I can go to?
Adrian, can you help me out?
I believe it's teamlallyopenhouse.com.
Teamlallyopenhouse.com. And okay. On there, you're going to see. I don't think we got it up. I think this is going to motivate our team to get it up there today. Oh, Howard, we got to talk about it today. Get it up on there. We got to have the Sea Country Saturday.
Sea Country Saturday.
That's Sea Country with on K. Sea Country.
Okay, Sea Country Saturday. Wait, so Sea Country Saturday, yeah. And then the Mililani is on Sunday.
Yes.
And both Royal Kunia is on Sunday.
Sunday.
Right?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Exactly.
All right.
So for
all
you people.
All weekend long.
Now, we know the knuckleheads for the Sea Country Saturday, they're going to come on Sunday. Oh, yeah. I call it about the Sea Country Saturday open houses. What time on Sunday? It's on Saturday. We have nobody saying that because our brains are programmed. It's Father's Day, so we wanted to
mix it up.
Mix it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's Father's Day. So go out there and, either hug a father, make sure it's your own father. Tell him, hey, thank you. Tell your dad thank you. Okay. Even if he was one hard dad on you, you know what? He kept you in straight, kept you in the straight and narrow anyway. And you didn't appreciate it back then, but you was like, ow, ow, ow. But then you appreciate it now as an adult because like he kept you in line. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Howard, anything else?
Yep. We have
but wait,
two more.
But
there's more.
Yeah. Holy cow, it just keeps going. Yeah. Keep going, Howard.
Well, I'll just tell you, because it has been a kind of a very busy week, almost a record-breaking week. We brought seven properties on market this week. And so if you're looking for a smaller one-bedroom, one-bath, we have 2916 Date Street, number 12A in Fairway House that just came on the market, priced really competitively. It's a short sale, so there's a possibility for a deal. And then the super deal of all time, deal, $95,000.
What?
For a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-square-foot unit at the Kahala Beach.
Oh.
Do your homework. It is a leasehold, and the leasehold expires in 2027. But it's going to be available on auction.com. Here on the, I believe the first auction date is June 24th.
95,000.
So keep an eye out on that.
So this one's a bank-owned property.
Foreclosure.
Bank-owned, yes.
Yep. Now, when I hear 95,000 right on the beach, 1,500 square feet,
what's the catch?
I'm thinking of, know those graduation tents they have out in Waianae? The 10x20s, and they would line them all up and put them right on the beach because that's way cheap. But, check out the details. It's for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's leasehold. It's leasehold. That's what it is. That's the catch.
That's the catch.
That's the catch.
Diligence is very required on that one. But it is $95,000.
$95,000 in Kahala. Holy cow. Okay.
All right.
Go across the street and watch the dolphins every day.
Yeah. Or the dolphin protesters. I've seen those too. I just keeping it real. We've been there and seen them too. So anyway.
All right. Thanks, Howard. All right,
thank you very much.
Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tonga and Derek Tonga, Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta, Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Janice Merlin of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Tom Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Chee-hoo!
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed
Sold program.
We can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and your time frame. We'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha.